Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Yesterday was one of those days. Had a whole ton of people send me a story and say, Steve, have you seen this yet? Or, Steve, I know you saw this, but I'm just going to jump on the pile. So at the end, I'm going to read to you the list of every single person who sent me the story, because pretty much everyone did. This might be a record. So I'm going to give you the story as reported by the Detroit News, because the Detroit News broke the story. Plans to kidnap Whitmer, overthrow government, spoiled, officials say. Or as the BBC put it, because like I said, widely reported story, FBI busts a militia plot to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So international news, but the Detroit News version is written by Robert Snell and Melissa Nan Burke. And federal agents said Thursday they thwarted a plot to violently overthrow the government, the Michigan government, as well as kidnap and harm Michigan's governor. A conspiracy that included visits to her home in northern Michigan and training with firearms and explosives. And 13 people were arrested yesterday. 13 people were arrested yesterday, six of whom were charged in federal court, seven charged in state court. So the plot alleged mainly that six conspirators were unhappy in part about Whitmer's coronavirus restrictions, calling her a tyrant, and they wanted to create a self-sufficient society free from unconstitutional state government, and they discussed plans to storm the Capitol and take hostages. That's according to the FBI documents and charging documents filed in court. They laid out a very, very detailed story. Organizers allegedly met starting in June, and including meeting at a rally in Lansing and in Grand Rapids. There they were in a shop basement accessed through a secret door hidden under a rug. Now you might say, Steve, who cares about the carpeting? Well, it turns out when you lay out the allegations in a charging document to explain why you think somebody may have been breaking the law, a lot of these details are put in there just to show the mindset of what they're doing. So they also were alleged to have taken all the cell phones of people at the meeting and put them aside and then held the meeting in another room. And again, you might say, Steve, there's nothing illegal about putting cell phones in another room. No, of course not. But it goes to show the mindset of the people who are going in the other room to have a meeting. The plots alleged to have included at least seven members of a Michigan militia group accused by state officials on Thursday of targeting police, making threats to instigate a civil war, and helping to plan the governor's kidnapping, according to both state and federal officials. The federal court filing alleges the conspirators twice conducted surveillance at Whitmer's personal vacation home up north and discussed kidnapping her to a secure location in Wisconsin to stand trial for treason before the upcoming election. So I'm not sure what right six guys off the street have to conduct a trial of treason. Obviously, they're grabbed off the street. They could be on a jury, but that's a different story altogether. Several members talked about murdering tyrants or taking a sitting governor, the word taking being in quotes, an FBI agent wrote in an affidavit. The group decided they needed to increase their numbers and encouraged each other to talk to their neighbors and spread their message. The governor spoke yesterday and warned those who threatened violence, "We will find you, we will hold you accountable, and we'll bring you to justice." And I got to tell you, she held a press conference as this story was breaking, and one of the interviews she gave, somebody asked her, "When did you find out?" And she said, "Oh, I've known about this for a little while." They had to come to her a while back and say, "By the way, just to let you know, your life is in danger. There's a group of people who are apparently plotting to kidnap you or kill you or do something to you and your family or try to overthrow the state government," which obviously involves the governor. "So therefore, we're just letting you know. We're going to step up the security around you, but we can't move yet because they're still putting a case together." So she's known this all along while everything else has been happening. And as you know, these are quite busy times we're in right now. So she's trying to run the state and she's got this happening. I know that some people in my audience don't like her. If you're in another state, that's too bad. You don't get to vote for her. She's not governing your state. People in Michigan are the ones who've got to live underneath her and the legislature and so on here in Michigan. And obviously in the elections, we have the right to vote for her or against her and so on. But I get notes from people in other states complaining about her. And I say, "Well, who's your governor?" And they tell me, and I say, "Well, you know, do I complain to you about your governor?" So the point is that she was dealing with this all along. The federal affidavit first reported by the Detroit News was filed hours after a team of FBI agents raided a home in Heartland Township and comes amid an investigation into the death of a Metro Detroit man who was killed during a shootout with FBI agents. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing the story today and not yesterday, is that when this story broke yesterday, there's all kinds of stuff in the news. There was a situation over here where somebody was involved in a standoff with the police. Is that involved or not? There's something going. And so I had to wait at least 24 hours just to let all the news settle down. Settle down, people. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, federal and state officers on Thursday also detailed charges against the 13 people and what they described as an elaborate plan to kidnap the governor. The Michigan State Police Colonel Joe Gasper said at the news conference, the nature of the case is, quote, rather unprecedented. He also said, but it does send a very vivid reminder that while we may be in a period of discourse, possibly even divisiveness and fighting across the nation, law enforcement stands united. The investigation is a result of months of work that culminated Wednesday night in the execution of a series of search and arrest warrants, both in-state and out-of-state, related to acts of terrorism under Michigan state law. The conspiracy described by the FBI specifically involves six people. The affidavit filed in federal court details probable cause to charge the six men with conspiring to kidnap Whitner. The people there ranged in age from 23 years old up to 44. Several of the men have already made initial appearances in federal court and are being held without bond pending detention hearings. The conspiracy charge each is facing is punishable by up to life in federal prison. This is serious stuff. And I've mentioned before that a lot of people will comment on my videos. And I try not to get involved in politics. And people will throw words around like treason and so on. And I often tell people, I say, you understand that a lot of the phrases you're using, I think people are using them for the purposes of just, you know, hyperbole. But you have to understand these phrases actually have very, very serious meaning. And likewise, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. It's a very serious thing. Life in prison, if convicted, that's serious. So I do wish people would often think a little bit more about what they talk about. A U.S. attorney, Andrew Burge, of the Western District of Michigan said, all of us standing here today want the public to know that federal and state law enforcement are committed to working together to make sure violent extremists never succeed with their plans, particularly when they target our duly elected leaders. Through confidential sources, undercover agents, and clandestine recordings, federal agents tracked the six men during their planning to kidnap the governor as they communicated over encrypted messaging platforms using code words and phrases in an attempt to avoid detection, according to the U.S. attorney. The group also allegedly participated in field exercises that included detonating explosives and so on. One of the men is seen in a video saying the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and indifference to this notion is the means by which the people can and will secure their own oppression. Former U.S. Rep. Mike Rogers, a former FBI agent who chaired the House Intelligence Committee at one time, said the conspirators had taken really extensive steps to put their plan into action, which is very, very troubling. He said, I feel for the governor and her family. Politics is bad enough these days. To have to put up with somebody threatening to kidnap and probably kill you for some deranged political cause is over the top. My heart goes out to her and her family. He said it seems the authorities appear to have a solid case against the accused. He was also quoted as saying they got a level of evidence inside the organization that is going to be hard to deny. It looks like the evidence was overwhelming. They got to a point where they said, okay, we don't want to take the chance. They actually flipped the switch here and went in and did it. He added, we should all be concerned. We really need to talk about how this stuff needs to be tamped down. Separately, Michigan's Attorney General on Thursday announced state charges against the seven other individuals pursuant to the state's Anti-Terrorism Act, all of whom are in custody and linked to the militia group. In total, 19 state felony charges were filed by Nessel against seven individuals known to be members or associates of a Michigan militia. The suspects are alleged to have called on the group's members to identify the home addresses of law enforcement officers in order to target them, made threats of violence to instigate a civil war, and engaged in the planning and training for an operation to attack the state capitol building and kidnap government officials, including Whitmer, according to a statement from Nessel's office. And some of you will recall there's a book called Helter Skelter, written by the former prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi, about Charles Manson and some of his plans. And there's an odd similarity here. Nessel said there's been a disturbing increase in anti-government rhetoric and the re-emergence of groups that embrace extremist ideologies. These groups often seek to recruit new members by seizing on a moment of civil unrest and using it to advance their agenda of self-reliance and armed resistance. This is more than just political disagreement or passionate advocacy. Some of these groups' mission is simply to create chaos and inflict harm upon others. The federal investigation dates to earlier this year when the FBI learned through social media that individuals were discussing the violent overthrow of several state governments and law enforcement. In June, some of the people here from multiple states held a meeting in Dublin, Ohio, near Columbus, according to the government. Those present included an FBI confidential source who recorded the meetings, and that source has been paid for participating. The group talked about creating a society that followed the U.S. Bill of Rights and where they could be self-sufficient, according to the FBI's report. They discussed different ways of achieving this goal, from peaceful endeavors to violent actions. At one point, several members talked about state governments they believed were violating the U.S. Constitution, including the government of Michigan, and specifically the governor, Whitmer. As part of that recruitment effort, they reached out to a Michigan-based militia group. The militia group is not identified in the court filing, but they were said to have periodically met in a remote area of the state for training and tactical drills. The FBI had already been tracking that militia after a local police department learned that members were trying to obtain addresses of local law enforcement officers. At the time, the FBI interviewed a member of the militia group who was concerned about the group's plans to target and kill police officers, and that person agreed to become a source, the agent wrote. The affidavit describing the thwarted plot reports two occasions when the alleged conspirators conducted surveillance at Whitmer's vacation home, once during the day on August 29th, and at night over the weekend of September 12th through the 13th. Three individuals located her home and shot video and took photos of it as they drove by it. One of the individuals then calculated how long it would take local and state police to respond to an incident at the property. We ain't going to let them burn our effing state down. I don't give a F if there's only 20 or 30 of us, dude. We'll go out there and use deadly force, said one of the people during the surveillance operation, according to an audio recording quoted in the affidavit. In an encrypted group chat, one of the men later suggested that demolishing a nearby bridge would hamper response time by the police. The September surveillance followed a field exercise at one of their properties in Luther, Michigan, where the conspirators allegedly detonated an improvised explosive device to test its anti-personnel effectiveness. After a briefing on the plan to kidnap the governor, a larger group of the men drove from Luther to the vacation home in three separate vehicles while armed. They stopped to check the underside of a highway bridge, to check for places to attach an explosive charge, and discussed detonating explosive devices to divert law enforcement officers from the area of the governor's home. The group later returned to the man's property where they discussed destroying her vacation home. And the man is quoted as saying, according to the affidavit, "Kidnapping, arson, death, I don't care." The group made plans to conduct a final training exercise in late October, but then decided that was too close to the election. So they moved forward and were raising money to try to buy supplies, including a taser. It was not clear if they had an actual date set for the alleged, for the planned kidnapping. FBI and state police executed the arrests of several of the conspirators when they were meeting on the east side of the state to pool funds for buying some of the stuff they were planning on using in all this. Two of the men appeared in federal court shortly after Thursday's news conference announcing the charges. In a brief court hearing in Grand Rapids, it took about 5 minutes. The two told the judge they would need court-appointed attorneys based on their financial statuses. The two also were given their next court date of October 13th for a bond hearing. The pair remain in the custody of U.S. Marshals. The criminal case comes after months of state restrictions on travel and business during the COVID-19 pandemic. The lockdown has been a lightning rod for anti-government extremists in this country, and Governor Whitmer has been in the forefront of their targeting, says Seamus Hughes, deputy director of George Washington University's Program on Extremism. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky of Clark Lake, who is a Republican, tweeted Thursday, "A threat against our governor is a threat against us all. We condemn those who plotted against her and our government," he said. "They are not patriots. There is no honor in their actions. They are criminals and traitors, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." The House Speaker Lee Chatfield tweeted, "Violence has no place in politics." He wrote, "It's never a solution to disagreements. The people who targeted the governor and police officers are un-American. Justice should be swift and severe. It's time to send a message that violence will not be tolerated." U.S. Rep. Paul Mitchell, a Republican and Whitmer critic, also condemned the threats against her and praised law enforcement. "I wish Governor Whitmer and her family well." In recent weeks, a state-owned Michigan governor's residence received security upgrades, including the construction of a new perimeter fence. So, crazy, crazy story, but summary, 6 men charged federal court, plot to kidnap the governor, possibly try to overthrow the state government or start some kind of civil war. 6 in federal court, 7 also charged in state court, and it all came down yesterday. Like I said, the story is widespread. It was unfolding as the day progressed. The governor held a press conference yesterday. It was widely reported. Like I said, even the BBC had coverage of it. And, you know, nowadays, unfortunately, the tenor of our discourse has changed. Even 5 years ago, people didn't discuss politics as hotly as they discuss them now, and discuss is the wrong word. Because go back 10, 15 years, and you voted for somebody for president, and they didn't win. Your person didn't win. You'd grouse about it for 4 years. But grousing is just mumbling and complaining and possibly debating with your friends about why you didn't think that person should be in there. But you know something? You put up with it. You just resolve, next time I'll vote. Maybe my vote will put somebody over the top on my side. That's what we used to do. But unfortunately, the rancor, I think is the correct word, in this situation has gotten so loud. People aren't talking anymore. Now they're yelling. And the problem with people yelling is that when one person yells and you talk back, you're forced to yell back. Pretty soon everyone's yelling. And it reminds me of an elementary school classroom. We all had this. I remember this. First or second grade. The teacher has to step out. Teacher turns around and says, "Class, be quiet. I have to go do something. I'll be right back." Teacher leaves the room and some kid says something. Another kid goes, "Hey, shh." Another kid goes, "Hey, shh." Before you know it, kids are yelling, "Shut up, shut up, you shut up. Teacher said be quiet." Everyone's yelling for everyone to shut up. One or two kids are sitting there going, "This is crazy. Look at yourselves. You're all yelling. And the point is that nothing's being accomplished. The point was you're supposed to be quiet. And yelling about being quiet isn't doing anything. And a lot of the yelling that's going on right now in our political discourse isn't doing anything. Now, you have a right to yell. You have a right to yell. But when I'm having a discussion with somebody and they raise their voice, my first thought is, oh, they don't believe their words anymore. Because words are powerful, not based on their volume, but based on your choice, the words you choose. So if you're going to speak to me and you speak to me as a rational adult using words, I'll listen to you. When you raise your voice, my first thought is, oh, they don't believe what they're saying anymore because they've raised their voice. But worse, if I raise my voice back, pretty soon everyone's yelling. The only way to stop the yelling is to lower your voice. Have you ever had someone come up and yell at you and you lower your voice and you speak to them rationally? It's the craziest thing. I've had someone actually stop yelling and go, wait a second. Oh, okay. We can talk like this, right? Yeah, we can. We can. I will have an intelligent discussion with anybody who wants to have a discussion intelligently. That means that we can discuss something in a conversational tone, because a discussion should be conversational. You say something, I say something. I respond to what you said, you respond to what I said. That's an intelligent discussion. But the second people start screaming and yelling and yapping away, The intelligent discussion is gone. And unfortunately, that's what we have lately. And I apologize. This is the closest I'm going to get to being political, by the way. I'm not blaming any side here. I'm not blaming any side. But unfortunately, people have noticed something's changed. And it's changed recently. And 5, 6, 7 years ago, I don't know exactly when it started, why it started, how it started. But this is, in my mind, something that kind of arises from that. I'm not going to say this is caused by that. Crazy people do crazy stuff. I'm not saying these guys are insane, but you know, there's always a fringe element out there. What the fringe element does, why they do it, I don't know. I don't understand this. There are people who do study this, and they can study it. Maybe they can figure it out. But as it is right now, 13 people were arrested yesterday on some level or another because they were related to a plan to kidnap the governor or overthrow the state government. And it was happening in Michigan, but there's some noise that it may have been happening in other states also, or they may have been targeting other states also. We have a process in America where our state governments are chosen by people who vote and elect them. And you might not like who's elected, but enough people liked who was elected to get them elected. And that's how our process works. So you can get upset about that. You can argue about that all you want. I've talked before about if you don't like the laws, you can agitate to get them changed. If you don't like your politicians, you can vote them out. That's how it works. Okay? So again, 13 people were arrested, or as the BBC put it, FBI busts militia plot to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So I do have to thank a lot of people who sent me the story. Thank you very much. Josh, Kevin, Brian, Aaron, Montana, Glenn, Paul, Gustav, Doug, Clint, Jason, John, Harriet, John, Jeffrey, Mike, Joshua, Darren, Anthony, Robert, Xander, Steve, Dave, Robert, Bede, Roger, Steve, Rafe, Josh, Mark, Joel, Eric, Steve, Rob, Christopher, Natasha, Gary, Scott, George, Kevin, and Clayton. And some of those names were repeats because more than one person with that name sent it to me. And quite a few people sent me the note saying, Steve, there's a story here happening in Michigan. Wanted to send it along to you and also wanted to send you my best wishes. I hope everything's okay. And I appreciate that as well. Thank you very much. So there you go. Crazy story. I will follow this because there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out of this in the future. But again, FBI busts a militia plot to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and at least 13 people so far have been pointed to as part of that plot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Music helps me escape from the version of reality I live in.